I wanted to make a few comments before Veronica begins to take us through the results of the study. First, the significance of self-rated health as a gold standard assessment tool. Self-ratings of health have been a central feature of population-based research because of the robust relationship found between the subjective health assessments and objective indicators of health status. Self-reported health measures have come to be viewed as a useful and inexpensive way of characterizing the health status of adults. Self-rated health has been a component of the National Health Interview Survey since the 1970s. It continues to be used, and therefore an issue when we find racial differences on an instrument that was developed, which may not have included racial and ethnic minorities as the normative population. And so the results of the work we're about to present, I think, add to our insight and the need to better understand these self-rated health measures in the context of minority populations. I'm going to turn the microphone over to my colleague, Veronica Sansing.
Thank you. The BERRY-2D study has been funded by the NIH, NHLBI, and the NIDDK. And the BERRY-2D trial is part of the Epidemiology Data Center at the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health. This is just a list of some of our additional sponsors. Thank you very much. Now, risk factors for type 2 diabetes and coronary artery disease are more prevalent in black non-Hispanic compared to white non-Hispanic patients and subjects within several research studies. This includes angina status, HbA1c, and low-density lipids. Racial differences have also been found in perceived health status, just like Dr. Thomas had talked about, in multiple research studies. The goal of this analysis was to investigate self-reported health status and black and white BERRY-2D patients with type 2 diabetes and coronary artery disease using select clinical variables. Basically, we want to see what is the disconnect or what is the agreement level between how a person says they feel and what clinical measurements tell us about their health status. Just to set up BERRY-2D, we look at patients with type 2 diabetes and coronary artery disease to see over a 5-year period if mortality is lower if their coronary artery disease is treated with immediate revascularization or should they be treated with aggressive medical therapy alone with revascularization in time of a cardiac event. And we also are looking to see if diabetes is best treated by an insulin-providing strategy or an insulin-sensitizing strategy. This is our randomization schema, so you can kind of see the 2x2 factorial design of our research study. The BERRY-2D population includes patients with type 2 diabetes, documented coronary artery disease that is suitable for elective revascularization by either PCI, that's percutaneous coronary intervention, or CABG, coronary artery bypass graft. Patients must have documented ischemia and no prior CABG or PCI within the last 12 months prior to randomization. Now for this analysis, due to social political issues, also because the way race is defined differs by the countries, only black and white non-Hispanic patients were enrolled at the U.S. clinical sites were analyzed. We also have sites in Brazil, Mexico, Europe, and Canada. For self-rated health, item 1 of the medical outcomes short form 36-item questionnaire was used to measure the primary outcome. The question asks, in general, how would you say your health is? Answers range from fair, poor, good, very good, to excellent. Models were then constructed to examine the influence of objective measures of clinical health status as recorded in BERRY-2D on perceived health status. White patients were more like mainly male, had a mean age of about 64, 85% had a post-high school education, and 73% were married or in a spouse-like relationship. When we compare this to blacks, less than half were male. The mean age was 61, 68.3 had a post-high school education, and only about half were married and in a spouse-like relationship. There was no difference between regular exercise and working status. We look at clinical baseline data. 7.3% of blacks had chronic renal dysfunction. More black patients than whites had a history of chronic heart failure, though this difference was not significant. Whites were more likely to have a hypoglycemic episode. And unfortunately, current insulin use is a marker of diabetic severity. 43.8% of our black patients were currently using insulin. And HbA1c, another marker of diabetic severity, the HbA1c had was an indicator of poor glycemic control in black patients at 8%. Self-rated health by baseline. As you can see, 46% of whites rated their health as good as compared to only about a third of black patients. Now, when we look at the red and orange bars, you'll see that 41% of our white patients rated their health as fair poor as compared to 60% of black patients who rated their health as fair poor. And this difference was found to be significant. Now, when you control for all the confounding variables that did affect self-rated health, blacks were still more likely than whites to rate their health as fair poor. So black patients were more likely to have fair poor health, self-rated health, regardless of their clinical health status. This slide illustrates the impact of angina status on self-rated health among black and white patients. Each level of severity of angina is associated with a greater odds of fair poor health in whites with and without adjustment for other factors. Among patients with more severe angina, that's angina classes 3 and 4 and unstable angina, the proportion of people who rate their health as fair poor is similar between blacks and whites, 68% in whites, 67% in blacks. But among patients with no angina, angina only with myocardial infarction, or neither of these, only 22% of whites rate their health as fair poor, compared to 47% of whites. You'll also notice that as the level of severity of angina increases within whites, so does their odds of rating their health as fair poor. In blacks, this difference is not seen. Whites on insulin were 2.4 times more likely to rate their health as fair poor than whites not on insulin. As I mentioned before, insulin usage is a marker of diabetic severity. So if you're currently using insulin as opposed to insulin sensitizing drugs, that's an indicator that your diabetes is more severe. With blacks, you'll notice that those not on insulin, 55%, is about equal, who rate their health as fair poor, is about equal to those whites who are on insulin. That's 56%. Also, the odds between blacks and whites, it's significant for whites, but not for blacks. Among white patients, numerous factors were independently associated with a fair poor rating of health, such as a post-high school education, history of myocardial infarction, Michigan Neuropathy Screening Instrument Score, which is a marker of neuropathy, that's the pain and the tingling in your extremities, current insulin usage, and more severe angina. With blacks, these factors were not associated, and also the estimated effect sizes for these clinical factors were consistently weaker. The only one that was seen across both races as being significant was neuropathy. That's the Michigan Neuropathy Screening Instrument score. BlackBerry 2D patients have lower self-rated health with or without adjustment for confounding risk factors. And the main measures that we did see associated with very poor health were lower education, not being married, unemployed or disabled, less well-controlled diabetes as a marker of HbA1c and current insulin use, blood pressure, and low-density lipids. Now, among white patients, we saw that numerous factors were independently associated with a FARAPOOR rating, including the lower education level, hypoglycemia, and history of congestive heart failure. But among the black patients, all these factors were not associated with self-rated health. And you notice that this effect that they did have within the blacks was less than the effect that you saw in the whites. Reported health status may be influenced by other health conditions that we did not account for Berry 2D. The data that we did collect in Berry 2D corresponded to coronary artery disease and diabetes. We didn't take into account dental problems such as tooth decay, psychosocial problems such as depression, which has been found to be highly correlated with people who have diabetes and coronary artery disease, arthritis, which can limit their quality of life due to movement, cancer, and respiratory diseases. The burden of these conditions also may be disproportionately distributed between the races. Blacks may have a higher proportion of specific disease, as may whites. Ferrero explored the idea of health pessimism. This is when relatively healthy individuals rate their health as FARAPOOR. He found that health pessimism was more common in black patients than in white patients. This idea has been supported by a recent article done by Lee, in which self-rated health appeared to be less predictive of mortality versus morbidity in African-American populations compared to white populations. But this may be due to other important health issues, such as the one mentioned on the previous slide. Conclusions, BlackBerry 2D patients were more likely to have FARAPOOR rated health regardless of an equal clinical health status with white patients. Standard cardiovascular risk factors were less strongly associated with self-rated health in the black population relative to the white population. Thank you.